The other evening, I found myself by chance in the Howes Family Cemetery in Dennis Village. As family cemeteries go, this one is rather large, perhaps 100 yards long by 50 yards wide. It's bordered by a wall built of the most massive stones I've ever seen in any cemetery on the Cape, averaging nearly 2 feet across. Like Robert Frost in his poem Mending Wall, I wondered what these early Cape Codders were walling in or walling out. But it is a true family cemetery. With a couple of exceptions, no doubt related by marriage, only Howes are buried there. The newest stone for Cyrus Howes was added in 1953. Some of the early 18th century stones spell the name H-O-W-S, but spelling in that era was flexible, even phonetic. Once, in another family cemetery, I came upon a grave for a young girl named Priscilla Hall. Her first name was spelled P-R-I-S-I-L-L-E-R, Priscilla, showing that even then New Englanders tended to add R's to words ending in a vowel and drop them elsewhere, as in Pass the Butter, Linder. Near the back of the cemetery is a large marble obelisk dedicated to the memory of the original Howes couple, Thomas and Deborah, who emigrated from England in 1637. Their birth dates, death dates, and ages are apparently unknown. The obelisk was erected by their descendants in 1834, out of filial duty. It listed the number of Howes descendants then living in Dennis. There were 315. The oldest stones are toward the back of the cemetery, at the edge of a heavily wooded section that runs some 50 feet up a slope before ending at the back wall. I found one dated 1706, though there may have been older ones, in the woods, fallen down and covered with debris. At any rate, it gave the impression that the earliest stones of the first settlers were emerging from the dark woods into more open space. It seemed a symbolic reenactment of the settling of this village when it was heavily forested wilderness. Strolling through the old graveyard in the November dusk, I came across one of those poignant, mute, and incomplete stories one often finds in these small cemeteries. In a plot set off by four thick, squat, polished granite posts and slightly raised from the surrounding ground were the stones of Barnabas and Deborah Howes and their three children, all sons. Two of the sons, both less than a year old, had died within 4 days of each other in 1848. The third son died 13 years later, in August of 1861, aged 13 months. The mother had died 13 months before, presumably in childbirth. The father lived another 34 years. On the mother's stone was an inscription from Isaiah, "I shall go to her, but she shall not return to me." The parents' stones were of equal size, and at the top of each there was an identical engraving of a carved circle of interlocking chain links. Well, not quite identical. When I looked more closely, I saw that the father's chain was intact, but the mother's was broken by a severed link. What did it signify? Was the father symbolically expressing some small heretical doubt about being reunited? Or that that particular line of Howes had been forever broken? What was it trying to say? For all the dense, dark sea of Howes around me, they kept their silent, stony counsel.